You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hallelujah is right. Good morning. This is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God. And we are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard. You know where that is? In Melbourne, Florida.
Amen.
Our telephone number is 321-255-6999. As I said before, remember, if you do not have a home church, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m.
Amen.
We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Amen.
Well, we thank the Lord today for such a wonderful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall all rejoice and be glad in it.
Praise
No matter
God.
What's going on in your life, circumstances, situation, problems you may have, I just want to tell you that God loves you.
Yes.
And he died on Calvary's cross for all of your sins, sicknesses, and disease.
Amen.
And by his stripes you are healed.
Amen.
No matter what the enemy may whisper into your ear and tell you, we serve a great and mighty God.
Yes, we
He's
do.
He's right there, right where you are. You don't have to run to a cathedral. You don't have to be in some church building with a steeple on it. Jesus is right there, right where you are.
Amen.
And all you need to do is to open up your heart and say, Lord, I believe you, and I believe everything that you've done for me. You took my sins, sicknesses, and disease, and you nailed it to your cross.
Amen.
We thank you for that, glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Because God is good. His love and mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes,
forever.
Lord.
Glory to God. So I pray this morning that you all that are tuned into the broadcast, no matter where you are, I pray that you have your Bibles so that you can see what we are talking about.
Yes.
Because the word of God is nigh thee. As Apostle Paul said in Romans 10 and verse 8, what saith thee? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and thine heart, the word of faith which we preach.
Amen.
Glory to God. I just want to tell you today that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the word. The
yes,
Bible tells
is.
Us that, glory to God, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
That's the Word.
Oh, my God. And some people say, well, Pastor, can you tell me a word from God? Well, I just want to tell you, all you need to do is open up your Bible and look
Amen.
In what the Word of God is saying to you. It's God speaking to you.
Yes.
Glory to God. He's speaking to you. And put your face in that book.
Yes.
Not Facebook from social media, but that book that you have there from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21.
Amen.
That's the Facebook that you
yes.
need and I need, glory to God, so that we can praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God today for evangelists. Copeland and Minister Gloria, and we're going to
yes.
search the scriptures as the word of God says, and in them that you think that you have eternal life, they are they which testify
of me.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And this is what we want to do today. Lift up Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Lift
him
Jesus.
Up, Pastor.
This is Lifting Up Jesus Week.
Yes.
Here. Glory to God. And we just want to praise him and thank him for everything, because he said, in John 12, verse 32, or thereabout there, he says that, and if I be lifted up.
Go ahead, Pastor. You took it.
I will draw all men unto me. Glory to God. And this spake he of his the death that he should die. Let me tell you something. He's the only one that we need to lift up anyway.
Amen.
Amen. We don't lift up denomination. We don't lift up man. We lift up the Lord Jesus Christ because he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Yes, he is, Pastor. Amen.
He's worthy yes, to be praised. Is. Glory praise to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask Minister Gloria, she's just in 1 John 2. We're talking about the advocate today. We're talking about a lawyer that stands before the throne there. Glory to God.
Yes.
And he's interceding on our behalf.
Yes.
And what he's doing is that he tells the Father, well, no, that's one of mine. He fights the case for us. Praise God.
Yes, he does.
We don't fight the case for ourselves. When we stand before him, he said, no, that one belongs to me. He's covered by the blood.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Glory to God. He's covered by the blood.
Covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. In Hebrews 7, verse 25, it says that he forever liveth to make intercession for us. Glory to God. We talk about a mighty God here.
Yes, we are.
We talk about one that's able to do all things.
But
there's nothing too difficult
for our God
for him to do. Praise mm-hmm. God. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm. And we have the word in our mouth. Mm-hmm. Praise in our mouth. Glory to God.
Amen.
And we want to thank him for everything.
Yes, glory we do, Father. God. Yes, we do.
Glory to God.
Well, 1 John 2, 1 and 2, it reads, my little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not.
Mm.
And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Now, isn't that wonderful? We have an advocate. An advocate is an attorney.
Yes.
He's a lawyer.
He's a helper too, Pastor.
Can you imagine in heaven there, if you ever try to go to fight your own case in heaven, you're going to lose. You're going to lose.
He gets the last word.
Amen. There's only one righteous judge. There's only one lawyer that's going to be standing there, and he's going to look at the situation and say, no, that is mine. Now, he belongs to
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
He's
that's
covered correct. By the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. He's covered by my blood. Mm-hmm. Now, in that second verse there, through a continuation there, says, and for he is
the propitiation,
the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Yes, Pastor.
And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. The whole idea of this broadcast is not to lift us up. It's not to lift up no church
Amen.
Or anything like that. No, no. What it is to lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's the only one that deserves the honor and the glory.
Yes,
praise
Pastor.
God.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. All about him.
Mm-hmm. It's all about him. Now, the scripture says, he is.
Yes, he is.
And who is he?
Jesus.
Praise God.
It never said that the denomination is. He never said that the pastor is.
No.
The evangelist is.
No.
It says that he is the propitiation for our sins.
Amen.
For our sins.
Not sin, Pastor. Sins.
For
plural.
The thing Amen. Is that he never sinned.
Spotless, without wrinkle, without blemish.
God Almighty, he never sinned. This is why it's so important that we realize that he did something that he didn't have to do. Mm-hmm. But in the counsel of God that was decided on before the foundation of the world,
go ahead,
he
Pastor.
Said, I'm coming down there, prepare a body
yes.
for me and I'll go.
I'll go.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
What love, Pastor? Love what? Stepped in.
Yeah, amen.
Mm.
So he says that he is the propitiation for our sins and not for ours only.
Amen.
But for the sins of the
whole world, Pastor.
That's
he left
everybody.
Nothing out.
That's everybody. Mm-hmm. Japanese, Chinese.
Whosoever, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. And I want to tell you something here before we go into the next verse of scripture here. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Is that we want to look at 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21 there and see what the Father done for us. This thing is so mighty and great and powerful.
Yes, it is.
And it's no time to play church or to wrestle with religion. The only thing that we need to do is to stand on the rock and hold up the blood-stained banner.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And give Jesus all the praise. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister Gloria, you want to read that? 2 Corinthians
5:21.
Yes, praise God.
He has made him to be sin for us.
Now break it down.
Who knew no sin.
Break it down, break it down.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Break it down, break it down.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
For he's God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Has made him, Jesus,
amen.
Yes. To be sin for us who knew no sin.
No sin.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Do you think we will have a chance to stand and plead our own case there before God?
No,
before
Pastor.
Jehovah? Don't,
you come
no
to the Father without Jesus, you might as well just say, which way do I go, Lord? Because mm-hmm. you're not getting into the kingdom, Pastor.
Elion.
Mm-hmm.
Good God Almighty. We have one that speaks for us.
Yes.
He intercedes on our behalf. Can you imagine for a moment? In Hebrews 7, verse 25, he's making intercession. He's pleading for us there. Glory
yes,
to God.
That's what the word says.
Hallelujah. In Romans 8, and verse 26, he says that in the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, mm-hmm. what he's doing is that he is interceding on our behalf. He is praying the perfect will of God for all saints.
Amen.
Good God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the mind of the Spirit.
That's what the word mm-hmm. says, man.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So what we want to look at here is that this is Lift Up Jesus Week.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that we're going to lift up. We are not trying to make a name for ourselves. Mm-mm. We're not trying to exalt any particular denomination. The only person that deserves the honor and the glory is the
Jesus
Lord
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. The Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Pastor.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no denomination died for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no man died for you. It was Jesus, according to scripture, from what I've read.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. It says that the Father, what he did is that he sent the Son.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. So this is how we praise him. Glory to God. We praise him. The Father sent the Son.
Yes, he did. Thank Amen. You, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He sent the Son. He made him. Jesus didn't decide this on his own. The Father, as the scripture says, for he has made him
to be sin for us. Ain't that something,
Praise
Pastor?
God.
Who
Took
knew,
our
sins. Mm-hmm. Who knew no sin?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That we might be made.
He can't even identify with sin. That's why Satan knew that he could not, there was nothing in Jesus that he could say, I got you to do this, I got you to do that. No. Everything that Jesus did was of his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Right standing with the Father, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Praise
Pastor.
The name of Jesus.
Praise his name. He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
He deserves all the praise.
That's why I can stand no matter where I am, mm-hmm. on the street corners, in the supermarket,
mm-hmm.
on the bus stop, wherever it is, and I can declare with a certain great deal of certainty that I am the righteousness of God
in him.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We are the righteousness, Pastor. Yes.
I am the righteousness.
We are the righteousness.
It doesn't matter whether you see it or not. I'm talking about what the word says.
Satan see it. He
Amen.
Knows who's the God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Now, we're saying this for a born-again believer. Am
yes.
I right?
Praise That's correct, God. Pastor.
Yes, what,
Pastor.
What was that?
We can say that we have the righteousness of him because we are
born again believers.
Born again believers.
Yes, well, all the epistles, Apostle Paul never wrote to sinners. He wrote to the church. He
yes,
wrote
he
to
did.
Saints.
Yes, he did, Pastor.
And this is the most important thing here that what we're looking at. Sure, if you're not born again, you missed that mark.
Amen. Yes.
Missed the mark, Pastor.
That's right.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Missed the mark.
Yeah, and I pray for you if you do.
Right, so faith comes by hearing the word of God.
The word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So Jesus is speaking on our behalf. Then you have, he's there with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Holy Spirit is down here in earth in us.
Mm-hmm.
My God, what power we have mm-hmm. that's resonating on the inside of us, and we don't even realize
that. That's correct, mm-hmm. Pastor. We don't even realize what's in us.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist, did you come with that whole arm on? I think I see the helmet of salvation on you.
Pastor, I wake up, I go to sleep with it, and wake up with it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it off.
Praise God. It's not anything natural that you can take off.
No.
No, I see spiritual. The glory of God on your face. It's your countenance is shining.
It's spiritual, Pastor. The Shekinah glory on us, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We praise the Lord for that because the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. You know, I was studying this and I looked at it. Well, now, God knows all things because he is omniscient.
Yes.
He's the all-wise God.
Yes, he is.
Amen. So now what happened is that he knew that the enemy and the power that he has, the enemy.
Yes.
But he doesn't have the power greater than the power that he's invested in us. I'm speaking of God now.
He invested his power in us. He doesn't.
Amen. So what is happening is that we have this authority. Mm-hmm. We have this power that enables us to do everything that Jesus said that we can do.
Amen.
The dunamis power.
Dunamis power.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus gave it to us, Pastor.
Yes. Dunamis power.
He gave it to us.
Holy Ghost power.
He gave it to us, Pastor. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. But because of his grace and mercy, he gave it to us, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Satan knows that the believer has this power, but how many believers know they have that power, Pastor?
You see, the whole thing is that when the word was written, glory to God, hallelujah, the King James Version used three different words as power.
Amen. Dunamis?
He used dunamis.
Mm-hmm.
He used kratos.
Okay.
And then he used exousia.
Okay, yes.
Glory to God. So those three different powers there. So now, if we break this thing down, rightly divide this word, we're looking at that dunamis power, which is sanctified through Acts 1 and verse 8. This
Amen.
Is the word dunamis
yes,
power.
Yes, Pastor, yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's a powerful thing there. And then we look at exousia in Luke 10 and verse 19, when those folks came back rejoicing.
The 70, yes. They came back rejoicing, Pastor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That even the what?
The spirits are subject unto them, Pastor.
My God. No, not unto them.
Unto God.
Under his name.
Under Christ, Pastor.
Yes.
They used that name.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use their own, but they used the name that's above every name, Pastor.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is, Pastor. Mm-hmm. But, Pastor, it didn't say 69. It didn't say 68. It said all 70 came back with a good report. Mm-hmm. Come on, Pastor.
Why aren't we rejoicing today? Because the power has been given unto us.
Delegated to us, yes, Pastor.
As children of God. Why aren't we rejoicing?
Mm.
Why aren't we seeing what transpired 2,000 years ago?
We should, Pastor. That's the truth.
Now, we know that something took place. God's done everything.
Yes, he did. Complete work.
That's right. He said, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue.
Amen.
So what is happening is that he's done everything.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that I don't believe that we believe everything that he says.
Mm.
Well, let me just narrow it down to me. If I look at what the word says and see the mirror image in terms of what I'm looking at, face value, I should be seeing this in my life.
Amen. Because these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
That's what the word says.
That is the word. These signs shall follow them that believe.
That's it.
But believe what?
The word of God. Believe in the name. Believe in the blood. Believe in the word, Pastor.
Yeah. It said these signs shall follow them that come to church.
No, Pastor. Believe in my name.
Amen.
What's his name?
Jesus. Praise God.
Jesus. You can say Jesus. It's all
Jesus,
right.
Yes.
He's right there, right where you are.
Yes, he
out
is.
Out there in radio land.
Put them lips together.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right. Mark 16, verse 17. What does it say, Minister Glory?
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Amen. Let's start from the 15.
Amen.
And he said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes, that's what he said.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes.
But he that believeth shall not be damned.
Yes.
And these signs shall follow them that believe yes. in my name. Mm-hmm. Shall they cast out devils?
First sign.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Second sign.
They shall take up serpents.
Third sign.
And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick.
Fifth sign.
Glory to God, and they shall recover.
Supernatural.
Supernatural sign.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. But I want to go back to that verse. It says, he that believeth and is baptized. Mm-hmm. Now, he's not talking about no water baptism.
No,
there.
No.
You know, he's talking about a supernatural baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you listening to what I'm saying here? Mm-hmm. You know, because if you look at it, he says, he that believeth mm-hmm. and is baptized. If you put it there in water, that means that water will give you the power to do these mm-hmm. things. No, yeah. these are supernatural.
Supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Supernatural.
Amen.
From the supernatural God.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Supernatural thing. Now I pray out there in Radio Land that everybody get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get baptized. Jesus
Please
Christ.
Amen. Ask God to fill you. Amen. That's the truth,
well,
Pastor.
Well, he will give it to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. it pleases him to give you the kingdom.
Yes, yes.
You see, it pleased the Father to give us the kingdom. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that Jesus wants you baptized.
True.
He said that, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's the only one that can do it. Mm-hmm. You remember reading in Matthew 3 in verse 11, glory to God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When this word is on the inside of you, it's like fire. Shut up in my bones.
Amen.
God Almighty.
Amen.
We know that Jesus is the same mm-hmm. yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. Mm-hmm. With the immutabilities of two things, it's impossible for God to lie or even change.
Right.
He doesn't change.
Mm-hmm. He don't lie either, Pastor. You're right. He don't change or no lie.
Well, he said if he changed, the sons of Jacob would be consumed. So he doesn't change. Mm-hmm. God doesn't change.
He don't.
So Matthew 3 and verse 11, it gives us a good illustration there of John the Baptist when he's saying that I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Yes.
But there's one that's coming after me who was preferred before me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whose shoes I'm not worthy to lace, or sandals I'm not worthy to lace. Mm-hmm. And look at what it says. Mm-hmm. John says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
And
with fire.
Yes, Pastor.
Praise God.
Whose fan is in his hand.
Yes, Pastor.
Who will thoroughly purge his floor.
Yes.
Take the wheat and put it into the garner.
Yes.
And burn the shaft with unquenchable fire.
Hallelujah.
My God, my
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
We
this
do.
This is why we can't play this. We can't play with this thing. We have to all be serious about what we're doing.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about being serious. Glory to God.
The enemy know if you're serious, Pastor.
Hallelujah. That's why the pressure comes up against us all, because he knows that he doesn't have but a short time left.
Yes,
and
yes.
And the Father has done everything. And Jesus, according to Hebrews 13 and verse 8, mm-hmm. the Word of God tells us that he's the same.
Same. Yesterday.
Today.
And.
And forever.
Amen, Pastor.
So he's not going to change.
Mm-hmm. No.
He's not going to change. So what he did back there, he'll do today. And what he's doing today, he'll do tomorrow.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a done deal.
Yes,
glory
Pastor.
To God. Hallelujah. A done deal.
A done
and
deal.
Tell you, we got
His
to
name
praise
is
him.
Still quick and powerful, God.
Amen. Mm. Quick and powerful. His name.
Mm-hmm. His name.
His name.
That's
because,
who he is.
Because he's the Word.
Yes.
For the Word
God.
Is quick and powerful. Jesus is quick and powerful, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing that he came down here to save us?
Yeah, save us, Pastor.
Yes.
Praise God.
And guess what, Pastor? He saved us before we was born.
He saved us. Well, let's go a little further with that. See what we're talking about there.
Go
he
ahead,
saved
Pastor.
Us before we were born.
Because we have the choice to accept him or reject him, Pastor. The ones that accept him were saved from the foundation of the world, Pastor. God knew who was going to come to him and who wasn't. That's what the Word says, Pastor.
Well, let's find that in the Word there so we can kind of clear this up here.
Okay.
We look like we're going into a different direction.
Oh, okay,
here.
Pastor. Okay. I don't want to go ahead as you, Pastor.
No, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm speaking in terms of Scripture here, because if you were saved mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to get into all that because okay. this is not a doctrinal
okay, Pastor.
Thing there. But there are scriptures that he said that it's not his will that any perish.
Right.
But that they all should come, to repentance.
Come to repentance. Mm-hmm. So if you were saved before, you don't have to repent. You're still saved. Then the scripture doesn't really...
Some people believe once saved, always saved, Pastor. That's not true.
Well, we're not here to try and down... trod a browbeat in belief system that somebody have. The thing of it is that it's what the Bible says.
Yes, it's what the Bible says. That's
all
correct.
It is.
What the Bible says.
It's what the Bible says. Because that's what you said this morning. You will be judged by
the words of your mouth.
Glory to God.
Yes. By every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. You better keep praise in your mouth.
Amen. And want to just praise the Lord and not get caught up in
Amen.
All of these things. Because there's too much that's going on today. And a lot of time the enemy uses these things to separate the body.
Yes, yes,
Pastor. The whole thing that we all have in common is that, number one, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Number two, he's coming back for us.
Yes,
praise
he is,
God.
Pastor.
Number three, he saved us. Amen.
Amen.
He said he's coming back for us.
Yes, he did, Pastor.
Now, do y'all believe that?
Yes, I do. Because I believe what the word says,
That's
Pastor.
What the word says. He's coming back for us in St. John 14. Glory to God.
Yes,
he said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house.
Yes, Pastor.
There are many mansions. There are many rooms.
Yes, if it were not so.
I would have told you.
Yes, Pastor.
He said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes, he did.
And if I go to prepare a place for you,
he said, come again and receive you unto myself.
That where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
Oh, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's
sitting
in
high
me.
And looking low, Pastor.
Amen.
My God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Stay tuned out there for station break. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're back. Glory to God.
Amen.
And God is a good God. He
loves us.
Yes,
he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said everything that he wants us to know in his word. Praise God. And I often said that the things that God has revealed unto us is what he wants us to know.
Yes,
Amen.
Pastor. That's correct.
Isn't that correct, Pastor?
Yes. He's the one that reveals, not us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because he said in Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29, he said that the secret things
belong
to the Lord.
Go ahead, Pastor.
But the things which he has revealed
belong to us.
Glory to God. And he's revealed a lot of things to us, the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Yes, Pastor.
And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing there when we look at what the word of God says
Praise God.
And we're just lifting up Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're rejoicing and lifting up the Lord Jesus
Christ. Lifting up the King.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the King is coming.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
And go ye out to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. You go out, you better be right.
That's
praise,
correct, because he
God.
Ain't coming for an unclean temple, Pastor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go out there, you better be right, because if you're not right, you will be left.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
You will be left. And
that's correct,
rejoice.
Pastor. They said, one minister said, he's going up on the first train. Don't miss your ride.
it's wonderful there.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Praise God. So, Minister Glory, you have something you want to share with us according to the scripture, this is lift up Jesus.
Yes. People have to realize it's only Jesus that you must receive.
Amen.
It says in John 14:6, Jesus said unto the disciples, I am the way.
Yes, he is.
The truth and the life.
Yes.
No man, I'm going to say no woman,
Amen.
Cometh unto the Father but by me. It's only
word.
Jesus. You must receive Jesus in order to get to the Father.
Amen.
And the Father is in the throne of glory.
Amen.
So how are you going to get back to him except
through
Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why he said he is the way.
He is the way. Only
the
way.
The truth and the life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Amen.
It's a joyful noise, joyful sound that we lift up Jesus. Amen.
It and is, just, Pastor.
Just praise him.
This is the good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good news.
Mm-hmm. Good news, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. That is good news.
Because a lot of times I read this morning, we've been listening to the worldly news, but don't listen to it all the time, because you need to listen to the good news.
Yes.
Read about the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's to listen to the news, but the good news is the Lord
Jesus
Christ.
God, your ears, what you hear.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news is that the bad news is not true. It's the good news. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, what he brought for us.
This is not true. That's
praise
correct.
God. Hey, amen.
Amen.
He brought this to us, and we open up our hearts and receive the good news. That's what the good news is. It's the gospel of Jesus
Christ.
Gospel.
The word, Pastor.
Amen.
It's the word.
Praise
and Jesus the is the word, Pastor.
Amen.
That's the good news.
I'm glad that he came.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pastor. Praise. I thank God that he came. Because if Jesus didn't come, we wouldn't be here talking on the radio, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Where would we be without him?
Don't want to think about it, mm-hmm. Pastor.
Well, you see, the thing of it is that there were two trees in the garden. Mm-hmm. And the first tree got us in trouble.
Sure did. Sure did.
But the second tree brought us out of the trouble.
Yes.
The tree of life. God's intended purpose was for us all to
live forever.
A life forever, holy and righteous before him.
Ain't that
something? Because of the first tree.
That's what he did. He made us to live forever.
Yes. The first tree got us in trouble, but the second tree brought us out. That's why it's so important that we look at what it says there in Romans 5 and verse 12, there, good God Almighty.
Amen.
For by one man sin entered into the world.
Amen. By one.
One man. Is that not two? I wonder what happened. Eve was part of this thing as well. Mm-hmm. But the scripture says, for by one man sin entered into the world. Well, we know that Adam was the cause, because he had the mandate. He had the commandment that God has given him. Amen. That's what it was.
Amen.
I think it's in Genesis 2 and verse 16, somewhere around in there, where the command was given to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, to Adam.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was given to the man.
He didn't go, but Satan didn't go to Adam.
No.
He didn't go to Adam, Pastor.
No. He went to the weaker vessel.
He went to the weaker vessel, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
And not that she is weak,
right,
per se.
Right.
What it is that we have to be careful. Mm-hmm.
He beguiled her. He lied to her, Pastor.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did.
He did.
He did.
He lied to her.
Because she could have called Adam over. Adam, handle this problem.
Well, I wonder, where was Adam when all this was going on?
Probably naming the animals, Pastor.
Well, you see, the thing of it is that in Ephesians 5, and verse, I think it's 25 there, uh-huh. The Word of God tells us that the man is supposed to love his wife as Christ loved
the church.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Word says.
And gave himself for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Pastor.
To love your wife, to be her protector and her provider.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Word says.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Love
so
her.
Then what happened back there in that garden was that then where was Adam? Where was he when all this was going on? Some folks say, well, he was standing right there and he listened to his wife because she was a voluptuous woman, and she just got him to partake of that fruit, whatever that fruit was.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thank God that looking in eternity past through the Word of God and looking in eternity future, Jesus came.
Yes,
because
he did.
If they didn't do it, there would be no need for Jesus to come.
Come Amen. On, Pastor.
There would be no need for Jesus to come.
We'd have heard about Jesus, the Father, talking about his Son in heaven, Pastor, but we wouldn't have had to worry about the sin, because if they didn't fall in sin, Pastor, it would only been the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Well, you see, they never did this and caught God by surprise.
No, Pastor.
You see, what happened is that Adam and Eve, they were born without a sin nature.
Amen.
You see?
That's correct, Pastor.
Born without a sin nature. But then when they sinned, that's when this thing all came about.
God had to send his Son.
Yes. But, Minister Glory, read Romans 5 and verse 12. Mm-hmm. And thereafter, there, whoever wants to read it, we're talking about lifting up Jesus. Mm-hmm. We want to see Jesus in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. We want to see the power of God operating according to his word, because the word is power.
Amen.
Quick mm-hmm. and powerful. Yes, Pastor.
That's what the word
Dunamis.
Says. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Mm. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all have sinned. Come short of the glory of God. Amen.
Yes.
For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Gotcha.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's discretion,
mm-hmm.
who is the figure of him that was to come.
Amen.
Continue.
Yes, praise God.
But not as the offense also is the free gift.
Mm-hmm.
For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hath abounded unto many.
Amen.
This is why it's so important that we understand and properly, rightly divide the word of truth. Because,
yes.
First of all, listen, Apostle Paul, when he was writing this epistle here, he's the apostle of grace.
Yes.
And he's the one that that allow us to see the hidden mystery, the things that were hidden in time past, has now been revealed through his ministry.
Amen.
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 Through his ministry.
Yes,
this is what has taken place here. Because it never was revealed by the other 12, the Peter, John, and all the others.
Yes.
This here was revealed by Apostle Paul.
Amen.
And that's why
the Spirit of God showed it to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is why in Romans 2 there, he talks about that God's going to judge every man mm-hmm. according to his gospel. Mm-hmm. He's talking about Apostle Paul. He's talking about the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to him.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that in Romans 2 and verse 1?
16.
In verse 16?
I believe. Mm-hmm. In the day when God
yeah.
shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
Amen. Well, Paul's saying his gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying the gospel that he received from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, Paul, with the revelational knowledge that was given to him, it's awesome.
It
and
is.
I tell you, everybody out there in Radio Land, we look at Romans 6 mm-hmm. and this apostle of grace, mm-hmm. the one that illuminating the scriptures so that we could see clearly, because most of us see through a glass darkly.
Yes.
But I tell you, when we come face to face with him, we'll see everything in clear and full,
yes,
and keen,
yes, Pastor.
Keen eye. Glory to God. But the most important thing is that this gospel, mm-hmm. as Apostle Paul has been given to us, he says here from Romans, the 6th chapter,
mm-hmm.
that's why he says there in Romans 6 and verse 1 there, then what saith it? Mm-hmm. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, we're not to continue in sin.
No.
We know that grace is more powerful than sin.
Yes.
But we don't have a license to sin.
Practice
because
sin.
Of grace.
Yes, Pastor.
You
yes.
know? But this is the whole thing. It's so wonderful. And thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Amen.
Can you imagine for a moment that all of this was hidden from the other 12?
Yes.
You see, I wonder what would have happened if the revelation that Apostle Paul received from the Lord Jesus Christ, if he had gone and spoken to the 12 to talk to them about it. They were under the law, so they would have never understood.
No, they wouldn't have passed.
They wouldn't have understood.
No.
That's why from Romans to Philemon is the gospel of grace. Grace.
This merited, is what, unmerited favor, Pastor.
This is what we need. Grace and more grace. This is why We don't get on the radio and try to shout down any particular denomination or talk about what their belief system are. Oh, this thing, once it culminated itself, listen, we'll know what the truth is.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And we'll know who the truth is.
Keep talking Jesus. That's the truth.
Amen. The truth. That's right. He is
talking
the truth.
Jesus. That's
praise
the truth.
The Lord. So it's not that we'll debate or argue over any particular doctrine. The thing of it is that we'll know at the close of the century, when things come right,
amen,
we'll know who's walking in the truth of God's word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, it's so powerful there. And I strongly believe that the reason Apostle Paul had to eyeball Peter, because see, Peter was double-minded.
Yes, Peter was, Pastor.
Yeah, he was double-minded, because we look at that in Galatians 2 there, where it talks about where, you know, he withstood Peter to his face.
Yes, he did.
You know, because he was wrong.
Yes, he was.
You can't eat pork chops with the Gentiles, and then go, when the brothers from Jerusalem come up there, you're going to run back and try to keep a law. Paul said, this is wrong, man. How are you going to make the Gentiles keep a law when you're not even keeping it?
The Jews couldn't keep it, Pastor.
Yeah, amen.
Couldn't keep it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? Because, see, the whole thing is that the law, what they were keeping, had a specific reason. There was nothing wrong. The law was holy.
Yes. The law was holy, Pastor.
Yeah, the law. But the thing of it is that in Galatians 3, I think that's where, somewhere around in there, it says that the law was our schoolmaster.
Schoolmaster, yes.
You know?
Yes.
But it had a specific reason. That's to bring us to Christ. Mm-hmm. But then after faith came, we no longer need the schoolmaster or the tutor.
No, we didn't, Pastor.
You know? We have the real thing.
The just you live by faith.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to stop talking and let somebody else speak.
No, Pastor, you sounded good
here,
to me,
this
Pastor.
Thing here
it's
is
all
good.
About Jesus. We're lifting up Jesus, Pastor.
Lift up Jesus. That's why when we go, matter of fact, I didn't conclude that verse of scripture there in St. John 12, and verse, I think it's 32 there, somewhere around in there, where Jesus said, and if I be lifted up. This is
Pastor. I was looking at that too. Yes, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself.
So he's been lifted up already. Mm-hmm. So why aren't men being drawn unto him? Mm. What would be the reason to keep them from being drawn unto the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I said over the air that God has given every man or woman the power of choice.
Right.
You are a free moral agent.
That's right.
And this is why it's so important that we understand that you can be a whosoever, mm-hmm. the same as I'm a whosoever.
Amen.
Because that's what the word tells us in John 3:16. He says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever. Who can you imagine?
Open that? Invitation to the world, Pastor.
That is right. Mm-hmm. Whosoever.
He didn't leave out anyone, Pastor.
Nope.
Whoever. Mm-hmm. Whosoever.
Whosoever believeth in him. And who is him? In
Jesus. You can't get in no other way. He said if you come in any other way, you're a thief or a robber, Pastor.
My God. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. What an invitation.
Mm-hmm. And Pastor, but Jesus put the cream on the top. He said, everlasting life, Pastor.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Eternal life.
Eternal. Pastor, you're not going to have an end.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
You're not going to have an end, Pastor.
It is. It's so wonderful, because what happened is that everything God does, he does it from an eternal perspective.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes, Pastor.
He's not dealing with anything temporary. But we have to keep in mind that what has taken place, it's 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2,000 years ago. And a lot of us trying to do what was done when it's already been done already. Because I wonder how God looks at the situation there. Here it is. My children, they have not accepted what was already done.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I took my son, sacrificed him as a sin offering.
without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish.
Pastor. The same way what Abraham did with Isaac.
Yes, he did. It was a shadow. Yes, Pastor.
Type in shadow. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what happened is that I sacrificed my son for the sin
of the whole world.
Of the whole world. And they still
And the Father went through with Jesus now, Pastor. Jesus had to go to the cross, to the grave, and then the resurrection, Pastor.
When the Father said that he was wounded for my transgression.
Ooh.
Or for our transgression.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
That's what the word says.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed.
Amen. That's what the word says, Pastor.
Yes, but he said we are all like sheep that have gone astray. Everyone like gone to their own way.
Yes.
But the Lord, Jehovah,
yes,
has laid the iniquities of us all on Jesus.
Jesus.
How can we have an excuse to stand before God when the Father laid, Jesus took the wrath of God for us all?
Amen.
And never murmured or complained, Pastor.
Never murmured or complained.
Mm-hmm. Never said nothing. Like a sheep going to the slaughter. Yes. Never said a word, Pastor. Never tried to speak up for himself. Father, stop this. I don't want to go through this. But he went through it willingly.
Amen.
He laid the wrath of God. He took the wrath of God for
upon
us.
Upon himself.
Can you imagine that for a moment? The wrath of God? We haven't seen no wrath of God.
No, Pastor. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, Pastor.
So Jesus took the wrath of God for us.
For us. Never said a word.
Now that's powerful.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
So how are you going to stand before a holy God?
Pastor, listen to what you just said. How can you stand before a living God? Pastor, when we see Jesus, you don't have to try to defend yourself, because just his glory alone will convict you, Pastor. Just his glory alone. You ain't got to say... That's all you would be saying, Pastor, because you can't say nothing else. You're guilty as charged if you're not following Christ, Pastor.
Yeah, well, I tell you, as the word says, that in him we live.
And move.
And have our being.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Glory to God.
So in him.
In him. Hallelujah. In him.
In him.
And this is why it's so important here that we always lift up Jesus.
Lift up Jesus. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. That's what the word says, Pastor.
Yes. But he's now been lifted up already.
Yes, he has, Pastor. And he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession on our behalf.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, like you said, that lawyer, Pastor. He's the great lawyer.
Yes, he is.
He's better than Perry Mason, Pastor. He ain't never lost a battle.
Amen.
That's why do what Jesus has done for us. We have a God-given right to come boldly
before the throne of grace and mercy.
That we might find
grace to help in time of need.
Grace to help in the time of need.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is, Pastor.
The only one that can do it is Jesus.
That's right.
And all we have to do is call out to him, Pastor.
Amen.
All we have to do is cry out to Jesus. Pastor, if you're going into prayer, you better go into prayer believing that God is hearing your prayer. And guess what? When you go in there believing, go in there with expectation that God can answer prayer, Pastor.
Well, the scriptures tells us here in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12. You see, it says that his eyes are over the righteous.
Yes.
Now, we are in right standing with God if we are born again.
If we're born again and accepted him, Pastor, yes.
So what it is that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto to our prayers. You see, so the whole thing is that I know that he's hearing me.
That's right.
To God, men of glory, you know that he hears you.
That's right.
Because when you look at 1 John 5 and verse 14, you know that he hears us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Already turned to us.
And this is the confidence.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. We have in him.
In him.
That if we ask anything according to His will.
Okay.
Not our will.
That's
His will.
His will.
And that's in the Word of God.
Yes.
He heareth us.
Go ahead. Mm.
And if we know that He hears us.
Yes.
Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you hear that word, petition?
Petition.
With S.
Mm-hmm.
That means that's more than one request, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you ask. And mm-hmm. then you, if we know.
That's right.
That He hears us.
And it's His will.
Yes. Yes.
He said, whatsoever you ask in My name.
Mm-hmm. He'll do it.
He'll do it.
That's mm-hmm. whatever you ask in mm-hmm. My name.
That the Father may be glorified.
In the Son.
In the Son. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
If you should ask anything in My name, I will do it.
Yes.
That's what the Word says, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, they're pre-crucifixion as opposed to post-crucifixion.
Yes.
So what happened is that He says that whatsoever you ask in My name, I'll do it.
Right? Yes.
Because that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So what has happened is that this was before He was crucified.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's telling
Amen.
You what to take
Thank
place.
Thank you, Jesus.
In. Yes. And He also told you, Pastor, after before He left, He said, whatever you ask in My name after I leave here,
mm-hmm.
whatever you bring to Daddy mm-hmm. in My name, mm-hmm. He'll do it. Mm-hmm. I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what He said. He said, and after this, that you pray, Father, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
That's what it says.
So that's what it says. Yeah.
Yes, it
says.
Is. Father, in the name of Jesus. That's you right. got to Amen. Come through the Father to get to the Son.
In that day, you ask Me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
In that day, you shall ask Me nothing. Mm-hmm. Praise God, because I won't be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
But now His Spirit dwells within us.
Yes.
Amen. We can ask anything according to His will, and He hears us. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, but
His Spirit
what
dwells within us.
Yes, but you have pre-crucifixion and mm-hmm. you have post.
Mm-hmm.
You have before Calvary and then you have after Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
So after Calvary is when He says that in that day.
Yes, in that day.
You shall ask Me nothing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, He's not going to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we pray, we say, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's, you know, I hear a lot of things. A lot of people pray and they just say, well, God, do this for me and so forth. I wonder if those prayers are really going up.
Hitting the ceiling, Pastor, coming down.
Yeah.
Because you got to come through the Father. You got to come, Father, in Jesus' name. You got to go through the Father in Jesus' name, Pastor. Can't come no other way.
Well, you don't think that God will jump over Jesus to
no,
answer your prayer?
No, because Jesus is, I am the way. I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
There's no other way, Pastor. I yeah. am the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's your doors right there, Pastor.
Hey, amen. Amen. That's most important there, because if we want to pray and ask God to do whatever it is that we desire of Him, is that we have to come the right way. And the right way is, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, most people say, well, listen, you're trying to doctrinalize a verse of script, make a doctrine out of it. No, we're not trying to do that.
Amen.
We're looking at pre-crucifixion and then post.
Yes.
We're looking at before.
And after.
And after.
Mm-hmm.
While He was with them, they asked Him, and He did it for them right there.
What that scripture said, Father, He said that... before He left, Pastor, that you haven't asked anything in My name.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But after He left, He said, then you have to ask in My name.
Mm-hmm. That's the same. Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Because
mm-hmm.
now that He's gone up into heaven, sitting down on the right hand,
mm-hmm.
making intercession,
mm-hmm.
the lawyer speaking up for us, Pastor.
Yeah. That's in John 16:23. And in that day, you shall ask Me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in My name,
yes,
He will give it to you.
He will give it to you.
Hereunto have you asked nothing in My name. Ask, and you shall receive, that the joy may be full.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That's what the Word says.
That the joy may be full. I tell you, it's very important there that and I want you all out there in Radio Land, joy to be full as well, because joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's not just making you happy. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So if you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, dear, you have the joy of the Lord. As Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. That's where we get our strength from, because the enemy tried to take your joy. And once he take your joy, then he's going to try to tell you you're not saved. And then all these things going on, and before you know anything, he'll oppress you.
Yes.
You know, but don't let the enemy speak a lie into your mind, because everything that's been going on, God has given us a prescription for it anyway.
Yes, Pastor, that's correct.
Because when the enemy speaks a lie, 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5, it says that we're to cast down imagination.
And
every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Well, I want to offer the invitation to all out there in Radio Land that what we're talking about, we're just enjoying Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask Minister Gloria if she would just extend that invitation very quickly so that you have the opportunity. Keep in mind, you don't have to be in the church building. You don't have to be in the cathedral. You don't have to have a steeple on top of that, whatever it is. Jesus is right there, right where you are.
Amen.
Open up your heart and receive him.
You know, the word of God says faith come by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing the word of God.
Yes.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith,
yes,
which we preach.
Yes.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Remember this, whosoever,
yes,
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Well, keep in mind, shall is not instantaneous. Shall is futuristic, but it also can be that. And the only one that know will be God Almighty.
Amen.
Because he looks at the hearts of all mankind. We thank God for you all out there in Radio Land. Tune in again next week at the same time. And
Amen.
We want to be a blessing to all of you out there in Radio Land. May the Lord's blessing be upon you continuously.
Amen.
As you stand on the rock and hold up the bloodstained banner.
Praise him.
God bless you.
You have been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.